Hello?
Hi, Valerie. It's Laura with Local Splash. Are you out of your meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Just walked in the house, so we're good.
Perfect timing, huh?
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Busier than expected.
I know, that's the life. Always busy. I can completely relate to that. Now, it's going to take me about 10, 15 minutes to get everything processed and going. Is that okay with you time-wise? Okay. Okay. Let me... Valerie, the spelling of your name, is it V-A-L-E-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Valerie, what is your last name?
From it's Gary Casco Varela.
Ah, that's why you laughed.
Yeah. Every time somebody asks me, it's like I automatically like kind of giggle at it. Like nothing mean. It's just like I'm like, yeah, you're gonna.
Yeah. My mom.
That.
My mom has three last names, and. All right, let me start with, okay, actually, let me get the spelling of your last name so I can make sure to get it right as well, please.
Okay, the first last name is G-A-T-T-I, then the second one is C-A-S-C-O, and then the third one is V-A-R-E-L-A.
All right, perfect. And V as in Victor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at least they're not long last names. You know, they're on the shorter side, so that makes it easier for you, I'm sure.
I mean, for me, I'm so used to spelling that it doesn't bother me, but it's like whenever anyone asks me, I'm like, oh, good luck.
That's funny. All right, Valerie, and what is your email address?
It's Zoe, and that's going to be Z, like zebra, O-E-Y-M-O-N. 83@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you want your clients to call as well?
Oh, no, no. Please, no. Okay. This is my personal phone.
Okay. That's not a problem. What is going to be the business line?
It is 415-577-6502.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. 415-577-6502.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to need a physical address because Google is going to mail you out that verification pin to verify your business. So it can't be a P.O. box or nothing along those lines. The address that I have is the 6483 Conlin Avenue in El Cerrito, California, 94530.
No, we're not at that address no more.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me get your new address. Okay,
we don't want our address listed on the business thing, anything to do with the business. That's our home address.
Yes. So what we're going to do is actually hide your address on your Google business profile. So it's not going to show it. You're not going to get people showing up to your house trying to find garage or windows and doors, you know.
I'm like, please don't show it because we use our home address for everything.
Yes, don't worry. It's going to be hidden online, so they're not going to be able to see your address. That would be funny.
It's 2212. Okay. Lodgepole, and Lodgepole is together as one word. It's LODGEPOLE. Circle.
Okay.
And that's going to be in Modesto, California.
Okay. And then I have the zip code 95358. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then for company name, I have VC Custom Windows and Door LLC.
It's Doors Corp, okay. Actually. It's we changed okay. it to a corporation like almost 2 years ago now.
Okay. So it's VC Custom Windows and Doors Corp, correct?
Yes.
And then the word and, is it a word or is it the symbol?
No, it's a word. We went okay. with the long way for everything.
That is A-okay. I just want to make sure I have it right on my end as well. Okay, so I got that down. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
My husband.
Okay, and what is your husband's name?
Carlos.
Okay, and what's his last name?
Casco Varela. It's C-A-S-C-O. And then his second last name is V-A-R-E-L-A.
L-A, okay. Casco Varela. Okay, perfect. And then the account, I can put it, English is fine, right? So somebody will yeah. always call you from our side in English. Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to get some of the services that you offer. So this is going to be, what's going to happen is I'm going to set up an onboarding call. They're going to go into detail of what search the most in your area. So I just need, like, the basic jobs that you want to be found for.
Windows and doors.
Okay.
Installation. We do installation. Custom. We do custom windows and doors. Like we will fabricate them.
Okay.
Or manufacture them, whatever it's called.
Okay.
I mean, the main thing is windows and doors. We do, okay. What is that? Oh, man, my brain can't think of my words now. it's like my words just left out of my mouth. What is that called that he does? He can, damn it. I have the word at the tip of my tongue. And I can't get it out of my mouth.
I hate when that happens.
You know what it is that I had like so many phone calls this morning and then I had to run out to a meeting, and it's like when you have to use so much linguistics for the day, it kind of like escapes you mm-hmm. at some point.
Yes.
He, oh man, he knows how to like, what is that word? When he, like, he does like, you know, he can fix what you already have. Damn it. There's a word
so
for this.
So, repair?
We repair it too, but he can like, let's say you don't want to get rid of like your window or your door. He can,
okay.
There's a word for that and I can't think.
Okay. So you know, it's okay. You know what what we'll do? On the time of your onboarding call, just let him know what it is or her know what that, service is.
It's like
is.
We renew it. We can
restore.
You know, like, there you go.
There you go. Got it.
Oh man, my brain is like, I'm so sorry. Like I had to like just okay. like, what the hell is the word?
It's okay. So restore windows, right? Is it just windows or also doors?
And doors, locks. We also restore locks.
Okay. Okay. Anything else that you can think of as of right now?
Sorry, I'm like choking on my own air.
Sorry.
What else do we do? Like patio doors, sliding doors. We create window openings and door openings. We focus primarily, like, you, if you can think of it, we do it for windows and doors. I mean, we do a lot of everything. Like, we'll do, you know, we can build you a house if you really want it, but we don't feel like doing it. Like,
yeah.
We're not going to sit here and advertise for, you know, because then you get, like, 101 people calling for you. Like, but technically we can do anything and everything. It's just we prefer doing windows and doors. But if you name it, we do it. We're licensed with the General B license, so we can do, you know, if we felt like doing roofing, we can do roofing. But
okay,
our specialty is windows and doors.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it as what we have so far. If you ever do need to add more or change them, you can always do that whenever you want. So there's not a problem on that end. Okay.
Okay.
Now, your call from the onboarding team, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They call you within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Monday, or even Tuesday if need be?
Oh, man, Friday. Let me see Friday. What am I doing tomorrow? I feel like I'm doing something tomorrow, and I can't think of it. tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yes, it is. Happy Friday.
Yes, right? Oh, jeez, I hate when that happens. Damn. I know
we can
I
do next week, too, if you need
no,
to do
I
next week.
No, I can do tomorrow. I just have to think about my timing for tomorrow. Let's go with 9 o'clock. I can do.
Okay. So I'm going to put it down from through 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to send you the Google invite when we're done with the phone. If you do need to change it, you can just email me right back and I'll change it for you. So don't worry about that.
That should be fine tomorrow because I think whatever it has to do is going to be in the afternoon. I know it's probably like, I want to say it's like 1 o'clock-ish I have to do it, but I know it's not in the morning because I usually don't schedule. If it's anything scheduled in the morning, it's on the phone.
Okay.
I try, yeah, unless it's like something I forgot like today that it was like a client just scheduled early in the morning and I had no choice but to go out the house. Ava! Sorry, I'm calling my
No,
sister.
You're okay.
My son needs a diaper change and he needs the water.
Okay, I'm putting you down for tomorrow then between 9 to 10 a.m. And I'm actually sending you the email now so I can reserve the spot. Okay. And then for, let me see here. What's next? So we are doing that Google Business Profile. You said you're licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you, I don't remember, did you have a Facebook account yet or no?
No, I have personal Facebook.
Okay. So you have two options. We can build you a business page or we can run the ads still connected to your personal page, but they will, the people who look at your ads will never be referred to your personal page. It's just where the ads will be connected to. Do you want us to make you a page, or do you just want us to run ads with your personal one?
You guys can just make one, because how does that work? You said it would be run through my page?
So they're just set up through your page, but when the ads are running, it would just be a click to call your business. So they're never going to go to your actual personal page. It's not going to be publicly connected in any type of way. It's just where we would set up the ads. So you can choose to do that if you don't want us to make a business page for you. But, I mean, if you've been wanting to make a Facebook business page, it'd be a great time to start.
How much do I pay extra for the page?
No, it's not extra. It's included.
Okay, yeah, so make a business page. That works out for me, because then I can add all my other stuff in there.
Okay, not a problem. And
I just haven't done it, to be honest with you. As you can tell, I have a house full of stuff always going on.
Well, when you have kids as well, you know, they always need something, and they're always hungry, which is so annoying.
Yeah, like I don't know what it is lately, but like this past week, my almost 2-year-old is like, if he's dying of starvation for like the past week, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Okay, now, all right, next thing. So you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. This is going to be where you want to find work from. So it's completely up to you if you want to do cities, counties, zip codes. I can also do mile radius if it's easier for you.
I can go through the cities, I guess.
Okay. I have, on your website, it says, El Cerrito, Bay Area, San Francisco, Burlingame, Redwood City, Hillsboro, Daly City, Millbrae, Berkeley, Oakland, Richmond, Hercules, San Jose.
Yes, but I want to expand the work towards this way where we're at, like Modesto, Turlock, like the Stanislaus County, the San Joaquin County, like Stockton.
Okay, so let me make sure I have everything correct then. So we're doing Stockton County, you said?
Yes.
Or it's actually San Joaquin County, right?
Yes, San Joaquin, and then there's also, it's called Stanislaus County.
How do you spell that?
Yes, it's S-T, hold on.
Okay. Oh, I think I found it. I think I found it. Stanislaus. Stanislaus.
Yes, there you go. Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting name, that's for sure.
Yes, it took me a minute to learn how to pronounce that too when I came out here, because I had to keep asking them, like, how do you spell this? And then, how do you say this? And they're like,
yeah. Stanislaus, whatever. I'm not even gonna try either. Okay, so far I have the Stanislaus County and San Joaquin County. What other counties would you like to add?
Hold on, I'm trying to see I'm still learning like some of the areas out this way.
Okay. Do you want me as well to put what's on your website, those cities too,
yes.
Or just, okay,
yes,
okay.
That would, and then I think it's called Sacramento County.
Okay, let's see what pops up. Yes, Sacramento County is a county, so that's, I got that one down, okay. Any other county?
Hold on. This is so sad. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Like, you would think that I would have learned this better. I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to look at my thing, because I want to make sure, like, there's certain, like, around here, there's, like, all these weird little areas, and I don't know what's all included in all these areas, like.
What we can do as well, if you're still not exactly sure, I can also put it on the notes. So anything that needs to change, tomorrow, when you have your onboarding call, you can also add them at that time.
Oh, okay, that's great then, yeah, because then that'll give me a chance to look through that tonight and make sure I have all the areas included okay. that I want to include.
He's going to confirm or she's going to confirm everything with you anyways. So anything that needs to be added or changed, you guys can do it tomorrow. So that's not a problem. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
We're open Monday through Friday, except holidays. Like any major holidays, we don't open. But we are open Monday through Friday from like 8 a.m. to, let's just go at 6 p.m.
Okay. And then on weekends, are you closed? I can put down by appointment only.
Yeah, that but we don't do services. Like, we don't, like, it's even written in our contracts. We do not do anything on Sundays, like, no Sunday. Sunday, we're completely closed.
Okay. So then on Saturday, by appointment only, and then Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we will do mm-hmm. certain work on Saturdays, depending on the clients, like, you know, what, like, jobs are entitled or, you know, if it's really working around their schedule. But on Sundays, it's that we take that, we go to church and we don't, we won't even answer the phone. We won't answer an email or a phone, nothing. We're, like, completely shut down that day.
Yeah. I know. I typically don't, me and my family, we typically don't make any plans on Sundays either because it's the same thing. It's our church day. It's our family day. So I completely understand. Okay. And for the card that you're going to use, is it going to have your name, the company name, or both?
It has my name and the company name.
Okay. And then it has your full name, right? Valerie Gatti Casco Varela? Sorry
card?
If I said that wrong. Yes.
So the account that is associated with that card, yes, my whole name is on there. So if you wrote my whole name for the card to be charged, it wouldn't be wrong. But
okay.
I think on the actual debit card, like the debit card, the actual card, I think it's, I don't know if it has, I don't think it was able to fit my whole name on there.
Probably not. And the company name, it was probably too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Then that's fine on that end anyways. Because as long as the account is under your name, that's fine. It's not a big deal. The billing address on that card, is it the Modesto address, the 2212?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a debit card. I'll use the card to our bank account.
Okay, so it's going to be a Visa then. I'm pretty sure it's a Visa. That's typically what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I am ready for the card numbers whenever you are.
Okay, one second. I got to go back down.
Yeah. No worries. And while you do that, I'm also going to ask you, so every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you have three options. You can pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's go with mother's maiden name.
Okay, and then what is her maiden name?
It's Huang. It's J-U-A-N.
Okay, like the name, Juan?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very easy. All right. Okay. All right, and then I am ready for the card info whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4856-3800-0780-8267.
And then what is the expiration?
0325.
Okay, and then the security code.
075.
Okay. Now I'm going to do the voice verification. It's going to be on a recorded line. It's going to outline our service agreement. Then you're going to receive everything in writing as well. All the information is going to be automatically sent to you. So the first part of the verification, is I need you to state the name of your business.
Okay. You need me to tell you now?
Yeah. Yes, please. Okay.
BC Custom Windows and Doors Corp.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Valerie Marie Gaddy Casco Varela, and I am the owner / CFO / VP.
/ do everything, huh?
Yeah.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is exactly why we're going to ask you that security question every time we call you, so you know it's us calling you, okay?
Okay.
Now, have I given you our office phone number and my extension?
I want to say you did one time, but very bad with keeping up with
I'm resending it to you.
Okay.
I just texted over to you. That's our office line. It has my direct extension. You can always reach me there if you have any questions. But that office line is the number we're going to be calling you from. So just save it on your phone so you know it's us that's going to be calling you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, what? I was looking at this.
It's basically this is the thing when it comes to SEO. You can't have two companies doing the same thing because it's going to mess up your SEO, which is search engine optimization. So we do ask that if you start working with another company that does SEO, we ask that you let us know. That's basically all it's saying.
Okay.
I know it's worded a little bit complicated. I have to explain that a few times, so I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. Now,
I was saving the number in the phone. And your extension number. And when you were saying it, I was like, I heard it, but.
All good. Don't even worry about it. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today, $10.26. In the non-refundable amount, it's going to be $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement automatically renews each month. It's going to be on the 26th of October. The 26th of every month, and the amount of $249. So it is a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by just contacting client support. We do ask that you contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Losing my voice there, sorry. Okay, perfect. Now, you're going to be receiving emails and text messages shortly, so just give me a second. Okay. All right, and we're almost done as well, so it's only going to take me about 3 more minutes and then we're done. I'm going to send you over a YouTube video as well. The YouTube video is going to show you a little bit of your dashboard and how it works.
Okay.
And then your terms and conditions, you're going to be receiving them also, so we'll go over that with you as well. And then we're about done. Let's see. Let me see if it has sent it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. All right. Sorry, it's taking a little bit longer to actually send it out to you. Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm going to send you over right now to your phone the terms and conditions, which is going to outline everything that we just went over as well. So I just sent it over to you. You should be receiving it at any moment. If you can just open that up. The terms and conditions is basically stating what we're going to do for you, which we're going to do that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it for you. We're also going to take care of doing the Facebook ads as well. if you scroll down, it goes over the payment breakdown, what you're going to get charged exactly, which is that $249, nothing else. Now, if you guys do get really busy with work and need to put pause on your service, you can always do that. Just give us a call. You can pause your service. We don't charge you for it. Also, cancellation, you can cancel at any time. So the only thing that I need you to do is, first of all, you have two options. So you can receive text messages from us as well of everything that's going on. If you would like that feature, you just want to click on the I agree to receive SMS messages and then click on I certify that I am authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and then just type in your name exactly the way that it looks, with capital letters, and then just confirm the signature, please.
Okay, so I sign my name just like that, like how you have it, Valerie Gary Castro Varela?
Correct, yes, with the capital letters, because it will not go through if there's no capital letters. It's a little particular.
It's okay, I think a lot of things are getting like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's kind of annoying.
I guess I'm done, but I don't know. What happened? Now I'm not in there anymore. It's asking.
Did it take you? Yes. Perfect. That's going to be your dashboard. We're going to get your username and password set up. That's going to be what's going to basically be the brains of everything. It's going to show you all of your results and it's going to take care of everything. So don't worry about that yet. It's going to be approximately 3 to 5 days till we get all your login credentials. But I have already your setup call tomorrow between 9 to 10. Now, if you need to change it, just email me or text me or whichever one works best, and we can reschedule for you. And as long as I'm available, I'm going to be the one that calls you and introduces you to the account manager. But if not, if I'm busy, they're still going to call you anyways. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Well, it's been a pleasure, Valerie. Do you have any questions for me?
No, yes, I do. What are all these other little things you sent me in the messages?
Yes, okay, so a lot of it that was sent for you, first of all, it's going to be that invoice that we sent you, also the Google verification. That's going to be how Google verifies you. They're going to mail you out a verification pin, and you need to get that verification pin back to us. That's how they're going to verify you, but, they're going to send that out to you. The instructions are in there as well. And I'm also sending you the YouTube video that's going to show you your dashboard and how it works. You can look through all of the emails, but regardless, I understand it's a lot. That's why the onboarding team tomorrow kind of goes more into detail with it and answers your questions, because it can get a little overwhelming. But I wouldn't worry about it. Tomorrow in the call, everything is going to be explained.
Okay, not a problem.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much, Valerie. And again, you have my extension. Any questions come up, feel free to reach out, okay?
Okay, thank you, Laura.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.